Okay, today's daf is Eiravin Yerushalmi, daf Samach Hei, 65, as we continue here in the 10th parak of Maseches Eiravin, and we are on the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We just quoted the Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about what is one supposed to do, again, when one has a an issue bringing the... we went to talk about a child, but if it was a makam sakana with the tefillin, that's where we were talking about, so the Tanakhama spoke about, the first Mishnah spoke about how you wear the tefillin. Rabbi Shimon is commenting on a line that's not in our Mishnah, but is added in from the, based on the Bavli, and the Pnei Moshe adds it in here, that the, if there one is worried about the listim, then one could take it a little by walk a little bit and stop, It's better to do that, one person, than to have many people involved. It's less of a zilzil if one does that. Rabbi Shimon feels otherwise. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's best to have nobody move. Just line up 200 people and go one by one and give it. Chaver lechavero, right? It's like the Kohanim did on Erev Pesach in the Beis Hamikdash. They lined up to the Mizbeach, passing the Dam one way, the other way. Reb Shimon says, you line them up, ad shemagi lechatzar achitzona. And the same thing is v'chein beno. Also, if somebody has, if there's a child that needs to be brought in, that had a, that is a b'machem sakana, maybe it had the bris, whatever it is, nozal lechavero, chaver lechavero, right? That reminds us of the Reb Elazar Demila issues. Here is probably just, a child that is in danger, so one could be even if they are 100, more people involved is okay according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says you could even go outside the tchum, afilu chutz l'tchum, right? Meaning if one has a cup of a barrel of wine that one wants to bring in, so give it one to the other to the other. It could even go past the tchum, which the Shita says back to the Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do that. We know that there is a tchum for assets and for items, just like there is for people, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do that. Okay, we read that Mishnah at the end of the last year. Rabbi Eliezer v'Rav Dimi Travayo b'shem Rabbi Mana. Chad Amar b'tinok shel sakana. One of them said that the only, when the Mishnah says that you could carry the baby from one to the other, that's talking about a tinok mesukan, right? There's a child that's left out in the field, and it would be dangerous if he would be left out there, so that's why it would be allowed, right? Tinok mesukan, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, v'chein benoja tzaninan, noz lachaveiro, b'tinok sheish po sakana, im yisha'er basade, v'im eino shal sakana aser, right? Because if it's not sakana, it's aser to do this because of zilusa de Shabbos. You might carry, you know, the child. It would have been the child. Carry the child. Is that a rabbanon? Is a raisa? Then we say chai nosi as atzmo. The answer is if it's a baby that's ill, that can't walk or whatever it is, it could be that it's, you don't say chai nosi as atzmo when it's halachically it's kafus, right? As if they're tied. So one day opinion says tino shel sakana. This we're expecting the other side. So Yerushalmi sometimes is shorthand. Rav Chaim Kanievsky adds in ve'idach amar mishmei dafila shalom makam sakana itiru. The other one must hold even shalom makam sakana. But one opinion says it's only mishum sakana that it is allowed. Most of the chavraya. So the chavraya asks im tinok shel sakana yavil biyad. If it's sakana, then what do you mean biyad and get people just carry the baby? It's dangerous. It's danger. Makam shel sakana amar le biyachol avil derachiyat heter. Even if you have a issue of sakana and pikuach nefesh, you still try to minimize the isurim. So if one kid violated derabanan, you know, more than a daraisa, remember the Mishnah Gemara in Yuma, machilin also hakal, right? Better to do a less isur than a more of an isur, even if I have to violate. So that is why the Gemara says you might as well, you should try to do it in a different way, because it's better to do a derabanan, let's say, than a daraisa. 2 points. This reminds me that I better do a derabanan than a daraisa. And this is an issue of, again, a baby of sakana. Remember the case, the discussion of the Rishonim in the beginning of Reb Elazar Demila. Again, we're not getting into it too deeply. Beginning of Reb Elazar Demila, remember the first Mishnah in the 19th Perek in Shabbos discusses that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even preparatory stages of Bris Mila are Docha Shabbos. Not only is Mila Docha Shabbos on day 8, But even the preparatory stages, that's on Daf Kuflamid in the Bavli, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Hevi Kli Me'er of Shabbos Meviu B'Shabbos Megula, U'B'Sakana Machazei Al Pi Eidim. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, within Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who we don't paskin like, but within Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who says that you could bring the baby, Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues, but Rabbi Eliezer says talks about bringing the knife. I'm loving him every time. Maybe Shabbos Megula. Ask Tosfos and ask the Rashba why does Rabbi Eliezer say, oh, you don't have the knife here, so bring the knife. That's an Issa D'Oraisa, carrying it through Rishis Rabim. Why don't we bring the baby to the knife? Bringing the baby to the knife, that's what I mentioned before. Chai Nosi Es Atzmo. A live person is considered as if they are carrying themselves somewhat. They're participating. So maybe according to some, it's Shnayim She'asa'uhu. And therefore, it's only the Rabbanan. So why carry the knife to the baby? Carry the baby to the knife. Right? It's much simpler. It's less of an Isser. Like our Gemara says right here. It's better to do Lavio Derech Heter than to do a Derech Isser. So Tosfos there has two answers. Right? Tosfos says, no, the problem is that you're gonna bring the baby, fine, do a Durabanan. And then what? Then the baby's gonna have a Mila, and he's gonna be halachically chole, and he's gonna be ill. And then what? You're gonna have to bring the baby back to the mother anyway, to nurse, to take care of. So at that point, you're gonna be doing a Doraisa anyway, to bring the baby back. So what's gonna help you? Right? Just do a Doraisa now, instead of doing a Durabanan, then a Doraisa. And that's Tosfos' first answer. The second answer is, it's much easier just to bring the knife. The diaper bag and the stroller and the, just bring the knife. Yoser kal. Yavia klimish yavia tinok shari blazuk tila maher emitzah. It's much easier. So some achronim say, what are these 2 days about hutra dechuya? Or the second one is hutra, just do it, it's easier. Right? And the second one is dechuya, try to minimize. But if you look in the Rashba, when he quotes these 2 days of Tosfos, he says, the issue here is short term, long term. Right? What is the first day? First answer is, no, you're gonna have to do the daraisa anyway in 5 minutes. So the second day it says, who cares? Right now you have a question. Darabanan, daraisa. Well, if you do the darabanan, you have to do a daraisa in 5 minutes from now? That's not my issue. My issue is right now I have a choice to carry the baby or carry the knife. So carry the baby, do a darabanan. In 5 minutes from now, I'm going to have to carry the knife, carry the baby back, and the baby's going to be sick. And so I don't have to worry about that right now. Right? That's the sugya of Ishtapa Chamime, the Balamar, the Ramban, big topic about how you view mitzvahs. But again, it starts with the question of Tosfos, which is like our Gemara here, is better to do a Durabanan than the Daraisa. The larger issue of Chole Sheyishbo Sakana and violating anything, that is Mefurish. And that, whenever it comes up, it's good to mention, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Rabbanim have to scream about it to make sure that everybody knows this halacha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Ches, that's the Simen about Pikoch Nefesh and Chole B'Shabbos, Siv Beis, Mi Sheyish Lo Chole Shel Sakana, Mitzvah L'chal Olav Ez HaShabbos. It's a mitzvah. Vazarez hareza meshubach. And zarez, if somebody is, acts with alacrity, hareza meshubach. It's wonderful. Vashoel hareza shofech damim. And the shoel is shofech damim. Right? That's what it's terrible. Says the Mishnah Brura. Birushalmi Isa. Hanishal hareza meguna. Pirish. Mishum shatam rachacham bimkomo. Hayelo lidrosh bepirkalakol. Every rabbi has to publicize this psak. Kedesha yedu kala'am, v'lo yitzarech l'sholei. They won't have to ask when the time comes. Right? You have to, violate. V'machole ba'atzmum is yorshi yavar lo v'ez ha'shabbos. And what if the chole is having second thoughts and doesn't know? Right? Which happens sometimes. Yisrael kedoshim heim. But we have to tell them, no, this is your mitzvah. Get into a car. Kofen alavu medabern alibo shu chasidus shel shtus. Right? And he quotes that, look in brackets, radvaz. What, Radvaz? There are a couple of tshuvas of the Radvaz about this. I'll just read one. Radvaz writes in Chelek Gimel, Simen Taf Mem Dalet, and then we'll continue. Sha'alta mimani amashakasu b'shem Riva. You asked me about the Riva. You asked me about the Riva, one of the great Bali Atosis. So there was a story that was well known at that time. Kichala chal yu asher meisbo. After the Riva died, right, he died. V'chal Yom Kippur, Bosan Yamim. He died right around Yom Kippur. V'amru laharofim, the doctors told him, Im lo tochal vaday tamus. If you don't eat, you're for sure going to die. V'im tochal shema tichya. And if you eat, you might live. And the Riva said, Bari v'shema bari adif. And therefore, I'm not eating. What does that mean? V'lo ratza lechol v'meis. Tiyat nafsho tzurub surachayim. V'ratiz v'ladas, daitim yafa asim lo. Says the Ravaz, no. Don't learn from him. That's not normative practice. even a sex faker is docha. That's Yom Kippurim. I feel chayishah choshishin. Kol shekin l'savik shemayamus shemayichya. I feel l'savik shabbos acheres v'chulu. Mishayacholah sheish bo sakana. He has to eat. He has to eat, and therefore don't learn anything from the Riva. Ah, lufichay ro'el moimenu. Ki efshar the Riva zal hirgish ba'atzmo. Da afilu sheyochal yamus. Maybe the Riva knew, delayed Yodea Maras Nafsho. Find out the Karma Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, Klomer, Bari Sheli, Adif Vishema Shalachem. But Lefichal Rotzalecho. Varnish Alti Alchiotzi Bazeh Pamacheres, Valesi Dein Zumidas Chasidus. That is not the way we act, and we don't learn from there, and just the opposite. Okay. So again, there's a lot there about Bikoch Nefesh, but we continue. Says the Gemara now. Rishlakesh B'shem Levi Sochaya. Getting back to the last, the Machlokas and the Mishnah. So remember what the Mishnah say? Rabbi Yehuda said you could even do this thing with having all the people involved with a barrel, the barrel of wine. And you could even go outside the tchum. And the Rabbanan say back, no, no, no. Says Reish Lakish, Shem Rav Sochaya, we're not talking about where you're carrying the actual barrel outside the tchum. That for sure would be usur. But bin ma'ara mikal bakati masnisa. We're talking about everybody in the line has their own barrel. And you're pouring the water from one to the other, to the other, to the other. Delokain, were it not so, meaning if you were actually doing the barrel, usser. That would be usser, add in usser. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda kedaita. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso would allow the liquid and not the barrel. Why? Rabbi Yehuda omer, switch the girsa here because this comes, the next, tomorrow, today's daf later on has this girsa. It must have been mixed up. Rabbi Yehuda omer, according to the carbonate, Rabbi Yehuda omer, quote the Mishnah in Beitza that we had already, in this Pesachta. Rabbi Yehuda poter b'mayim b'shein b'hen mamish. Remember the Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah in Beitza, well, people who borrow things from their neighbors on Shabbos, if it's just water and it just one of the, that ingredient is not significant, and therefore the Shoel can take the water into their tchum and not worry about the mashil where the water started out. Because water is Eibahem Mamish. So here too, the liquid is Eibahem Mamish, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda L'shitaso says that the liquid could go out of the tchum, but not the barrel. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Hakari v'sefer alo iskopa. I am on a platform, a threshold outside my house. We'll have to see what rishus it is. And I'm reading a scroll. Remember the days of old, they were all scrolls. I'm reading a scroll, and then all of a sudden, I lost the half of the scroll. Then it's galgala sefer miyado. And now I'm on the iskopa, but the scroll, the other half of the scroll, I'm holding one half, and the other half of the scroll rolled into the street. So what's the halacha? So mida araisa, I can just take that back up. It's not called a hotzah because I'm still holding half of it. So there's no issa daraisa here. But there could be an issa darabanan. But in this case, in the reisha, golu atzlo, there's no problem. As we'll see, because the iskopa is not a rishos hayachin. You're not doing even a darabanan here. So we'll have to see. You could just roll it back. If you have one hand, then you're not in the iskopa. But hayakori barosh hagag, what if you're on your roof? Your roof is a rishos hayachin. You're on your roof. Vinis galgal sefer miyado. And then the other side of the scroll, all of a sudden, you lost it on the side of your house. So it's hanging down. You're holding one side, and it's hanging down. So are you allowed to roll it back up? So, ad shelo higi el asara tfachim, if it's still above 10 tfachim, it didn't get to within 10 tfachim of the ground, golo asil, you could roll it back. Why? Rishus Rabim only goes up to 10 tfachim. Above that, it's in the air, makam tur. So makam tur, bring it back to your Rishus Yachid. No problem. Umishi higi el asara, but if it's hanging now, it got within 10 tfachim of the ground, so now there's an Isser Durabanan to roll it back. It's not on the ground. You're still holding half of it. So it's not a Daraisa. Right? So therefore it's at most a Durabanan, but it's a Durabanan. And therefore, what should you do? Hof Chol Aksav. It has Kedusha. Whatever. You're not reading a book. You're reading a scroll, like something from Tanakh. Therefore, turn it over. Turn it over. Mishim Kavod. So the words aren't out and make it dirty. So turn it over so it faces the house. And you have to leave it there for the rest of Shabbos, right? Because there's an Isser Durabanan, and that's what you need to do. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, more makel. Afilo einu musulak ben aretz ela malo ma'achut. As long as it's not touching the ground, you're okay. Even if it's like a hair's breadth from the ground, golo aslo, you could roll it back. You could roll it back, as we'll see. It's an isidra abana, but covet of the kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, as long as it's not sitting on the ground, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to pick it up. Rabbi Shimon Omer, even more makel. Afilu be'eretz atzma golo aslo. Even if it's on the ground, it's still only an isidra abana to pick it up. It's still answered on it, and therefore Shimon says, "She'ain davar mishum shvus omi b'fnei kisvei hakodesh." If kisvei hakodesh are in zilzul, therefore you are allowed to roll it back up to you and violate the issa drabanan mishum kavod kisvei hakodesh. Period. Says the Gemara, "Masnisa back to the first line. What was the first line? If you're on a scopa, this ledge, a platform, something in front of your house, if you're on this scopa and it rolls out, everybody goes, you can roll it back. Why is that? The other side went into the street. Why could you roll it back? Masnisa biskopa muteres. What does that mean? We'll go with one shot of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's a makom tur. Where you are is a makom tur. And therefore, why? Why does he say that? If it was a Carmelis, how'd you get the scroll there in the first place? From your house, you can't take it to that spot. Right? That would be Nisa Drabanan. So Mistama, we're talking about a makom tur, and that's why you were able to take it from your house to this place. And therefore, that's why if it rolls out, so it's also, it's makom tur. So Masisa biskopa mutaris. Avol chutz liskopa, but if you wanted to take it not only to roll it back to the iskopa, but roll it, then go into your house, asura, that would be a problem, as we've said numerous times. You're not supposed to go from Rishus HaRabim to Makom Tur, and then from Makom Tur to Rishus HaYachid. Right? Shalo Yachlif. Lo Yachlif. So, the Gemara says, that isn't that what the Mishnah's talking about? In iskopa muteretz, which means in iskopa Makom Tur. And even there, we'll say, you can't take it all the way into the house. And the Gemara says, lav dafka, that's the case. Tiftar, you can interpret it, Shaya Yoshi Vakari Bo Mibod Yom. Maybe it's a Carmelis. Maybe it's not a Makom Tur. And you were reading it before Shabbos. That's how it got there. You're reading it before Shabbos, Veshachav Otsio. Right? You have a Kari Bo, you're reading it before Shabbos, or you didn't realize, or whatever it is, Veshachav Otsio. It got out there, you know. Even you don't have to say that you violated an Isser to get it out there. But either way, the Gemara says, today is whether the Mishnah is talking about a Makom Tur, or it could even be talking about a Carmelis. Good. Actually, Gila Sarat Tvachim, go let slow. If it didn't get within 10 Tvachim of the ground, you could roll it back up. Shigila Sarat Tvachim Aser. But once it's within 10 Tvachim Aser. Why? Rabbi Yaakov Aracha B'Shem Rabbi Yasa Rabbi Yehudahi. This first opinion that says, if it's within 10 Tvachim, you can't pull it back, you just gotta turn it over. That must be Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar. Aser lishtamish ba'avir asar tvachim. Aser to use within 10 tvachim. The Bavli has a different way of saying this phrase. Kluta kemisha huncha damya. Right? That's the Bavli way of saying this. If it's in the airspace, it's as if it's on the ground. The way the Yerushalmi says it is, you're not allowed to use the airspace of 10 tvachim of the Rishus HaRabim. It's the same yisod, but that's Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the Tanakama, right? When it gets within 10 tvachim of the ground, you're not allowed to pick it up. It's Nisa Drabana and Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Therefore, just turn it over. Says the Gemara. So why are you turning it over? Shalo yizbaze haksav. Because you don't want the ksav. If the ksav is open, it's a disgrace for the ksav to be open and shown. Maybe it'll get dirty. Rav Chaim Kanievsky thinks no. It's just a bizayin to be open. Bizayin hu shasefer pasuach. For the sefer to be open, it's a bizayin, and therefore you have to turn it over. Va'asya kidemar, and it's like the following: Rav Acha b'shem Shmuel bar Nachman sefer she'ain alav mapa. If you have a sefer that it's open and you don't have a cover for, hof chol aksav shleis baz aksav. Don't leave it open. Sounds like that the better way is to put some type of garment on it. Right, and here maybe that's not practical because it's on hanging down the wall. You're gonna put a garment on, it's gonna fly off in the wind. So that's not practical. That's why you have to turn it. That's why you have to turn it over. Interesting. If you look in the Rashba has a tshuva where he quotes our case. The Rashba in Chelek Hey Siman Yud. So he talks about. He was asked about the Rambam. There's a whole shaila machlokes in the Rishonim about when we get an aliyah. Right, what the Rambam's Lashon is, and this is the language of the Beis Yosef, I think also, he quotes this, that when you get an Aliyah, you open, the Rambam's Lashon is, Kalechad v'echad min ha-korin, poseach sefer Torah, umabit b'makam shekore bo, v'yachar kach mevarech. You open the sefer Torah, right, it's a discussion of the Tanan, but you open the sefer Torah, you look, you make the bracha, poskim say, don't look in the Torah, because it looks like you're reading it, look to the side, v'koreach yashlin likros, v'gola sefer Torah mevarech. So you make the bracha lefaneha after you open the Sefer Torah. You make the bracha lachareha after you close the Sefer Torah. That's what the Rambam's Lashon is. And the questioner asked the Rashba, it sounds like he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says you can make the bracha when it's open. So why do you close it at the end? Just make the bracha shalachareha even when it's open. So the Rashba goes through and says, no, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that you should make the bracha when it's open. Avol mashakasav kishayashlim skolel Sefer Torah mavarech. But at the end when it says close it, yafek kivein. No, the Rambam's right. The machlokas between them is at the beginning, the bracha lefaneha. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar Kivin Shu Omei Likros Fasarachu Liftoach Leros Heichan Maschil. You have to see where you're going to read from. Achar Shniftach Lamachoz Vegolo. You have to check where you're going to start from. So leave it open. Vimishim Shlo Yomer Bibracha Ksuva Batorah. And if it's that, it shouldn't look like the bracha is written in the Torah. Bibracha Lechalamiti. Da'ako Yodim. Din Kosim Bracha Vemsa Shal Torah. Right? The other way is just to look to the side. But everybody knows that. The whole machlokes, says the Rashba, is the bracha lefaneha. Hilkach, eno, tzorach, lachzer, v'liglo, bein bracha lekriya. Aval la'acher shekara, loma yehi sefer Torah, pasuach, below kriya. But after you finish, there's no reason to keep it open. You're gonna close it when people, like, are called up in the middle. Loma yehi sefer Torah, pasuach, below kriya. Eno, kvodo, shall sefer Torah, sheikasvo, magula, below kriya. Right? It's not the covenant of a sefer Torah to leave it, have it open without being read from. Ke'inyin sha'amru, he quotes two sources, like it says, Kosvei Svarim l'yafochai kriya paneha. He quotes from, where's he quoting from here? He's quoting from Eiravin Tzadiches, right, our case. Kosvei Svarim in the Bavli. Kosvei Svarim l'yafochai kriya paneha, v'poris l'mappa, best to put in mappa. Ke'inyin sha'amru, omed barosha gag v'sefer Torah b'yadov v'sgagal ha'sefer, and he quotes this discussion, right? You're not supposed to leave it open. This is also quoted in the, if you look in the tour. The tour talks about this in Reish Ayin Zayin in Yaredeya. And Kasav, Ksava Yiriyo, but Losa Kadesh Yisyabesh. Let's say the sofer wants to dry what he just wrote. So how does he leave it to dry? So Lo Yafo Ksav Lamata, you shouldn't just flip it over. Avishim Mechavik Deish Lo Yala Avak Al Gabi Ksav, even though your kavan is that dust doesn't fly in. Mikamakam Derech Bizayinu. It's better, Yifrosol Abeged. Better to put something on top of it rather than turn it over. If ain brera, ain brera, says the Bach right there after quoting this from our Gemara. Umikan yesh lomod, shelo yelech adam lachutz v'yaniach ha-sefer pasuach. It made a love mappa. The ladavka sefer Torah, do adin char svar. Never leave svarim open. Right, put something over it. Put a paper over it. Put a bookmark. Right, that's the Bach. And that's where it comes from, that people don't leave this svarim open. Covet a sefer, coming from here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu, what was Rabbi Yehuda's the second day in the Gemara, in the Mishnah? So you can already see we have a problem. Because we just explained that the first day of the Mishnah that says if it's hanging within 10 tefachim, that's like Rabbi Yehuda. And now we have the second day. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Enim Sogman Aras, Ala Moli Machat, Moli Achut, Go Let Slow. Even if it's just a hair's breadth from the ground, you could roll it back. So Mechlev Hashiach says, Rabbi Yehuda, we have a Stira. Tamanu Amar, Asal Shamish Bavir Asara. There he said, right, we said day number one is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ko Amar Hachin, answer, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, less kind of Rabbi Yehuda, El Rabbi Meir. Good, change sheet to number two in the Mishnah to Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Chachamim, the Rabbanan of the Yeshiva, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Bishim, Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Sof Davar Sefer, this doesn't only apply to a whole Sefer, Alafilu Psukaya, even just a couple of psukim. If you have a scroll with a couple of psukim, that also, the same halachas would apply. Chaim Gadievsky assumes psukai here has nothing to do with psukai psukim, but it has to do with psikta, it's like a belt. The same halachas would apply to a belt, right, if the belt's hanging down. Okay, you gotta work that out, because that's not l'shem mitzvah. Next, haziz shil lefnei achalon. If somebody has a ledge in front of a window, nosin olavin, odle mimeno b'shabbos. So, you are allowed, right, it's above 10 tefachim, so you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to put stuff on it, take stuff in on Shabbos. The Bavli quotes something, a tnai, that the Pnei Moshe here quotes, but we don't have it. Only fragile kalim. Because then if they fall, they'll break, and there's ochshash that you might go pick it up and take it back. But if it's a kli that could last a break, a fall, so then, avol shar kalim ba'ochlem asurim, dilma nafli rishas harabim v'asi la'aisinhu. That's based on the Bavli, the Pnei Moshe here on the side, quotes that condition from the Bavli, only breakable stuff you're allowed to put out there. Vaita, the Gemara says, skip the first word, lo amar ela achas. When do we say that you could use the ledge, the windowsill? That's only if only one person has access to this windowsill. Avol shtayim asur, if there are two windows that open to the sill, that's a problem, because now you have a joint area that could be used by two people, like a chatzer, right? She'ein, shtei reshuyas, mishtam shes bereshus achas. So if two people are open to it, then you can't. And a limit on that is, Sir B'she'ein Bo Rochav Arba. It's only if it's not four tfachim wide, because then it's connected to the Rishus HaYachids, and it's connected to the Rishus HaYachids. That's why it's a problem. Aval Yeshba and Rochav Arba. But if it has four, if it's four tfachim wide, then it has its own significance. And therefore, it could be a Makom Tur, and both could use it. Hada de Maravacha, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zizin, Uksolin, Shagvon Asar, Rechav and Arba, Mutter Lakan Lakan. It's Mutter. What's that? Why is it a Makam Tur? It's not a Carmelis or it's just a Rabim, because there's no Rosh Hashanah over 10 Tfachim, and there's no Carmelis above 10 Tfachim. So what's left? It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so it's a Makam Tur. So it's a Makam Tur, that's why then both can use it. So, Mutter Lakan Lakan, Uvachalo Yachlev, as we have said in the past. Period. Halacha Hey Mishnah. I could stand in my house and move things around in the street. Right? There's no chash, according to this Tana, that I might come to bring it into the house. You can stand in the house and then move stuff in the street. But the Bishas Arabim, or the opposite, as long as you're not motzi outside of Dalat Amos, fine. Lo yamod adam, similar type of halacha. Lo yamod Bishas Ar Yachid, the Yashin, Rishas Rabim, person is not allowed to stand in Rishas Yachid and urinate into Rishas Rabim. Just like you're not allowed to throw something, you're not allowed to make anything move. So even Hashtana, Rishas Rabim, Yashin, Rishas Yachid, or the opposite. The Chen Lo Yorik, the same thing with spitting. Person can't spit from one to the other. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has an even, more chamor shita, af mi shenit lash ruko mi piv. Right. Even if, let's say somebody's walking in the street and all of a sudden they have a lot of saliva, let's call it saliva for now, in their mouth that they need to spit it out. Once it's at that stage that it's omeid le to be spit out, then it's a masa. And then you have to stop and spit it out right then. Right. You can't, you have to go and spit it out. Rabbeinu Yehonasan here in Erevin on the Gemara says, but didn't we learn that carrying something in your mouth is Shalo kederech, and therefore, didn't the Mishnah say, Mishnah in Shabbat Sadibes, hotzi kli befiv ubamarpako putter. Right? So why is that? What's the answer? Because this is normal. Saliva is in the mouth. That's not normal. What's that Mishnah talking about? Where you, carry something in the mouth. That's not normally in the mouth. But something that's normally in the mouth, lo dami, hasam in dark lo hotzi kelim befiv. Aval harok vaha ochlim darken bakach. Umachayev chatas, kidamrinan ba'alma. If that's the normal way. See here too. Good. We continue. Lo sov davar. Omi b'shez yachid. Umi tal b'shez rabim. B'shez yachid. Lo sov davar means it's not the end of the story. What does that mean? It's not kuli alma. Not everybody agrees to this. Ubavach lo yosi chus adal adamas. Right? That's a quote from our Mishnah. Not everybody agrees to this. Meaning, amar rav masisa amar kain. The next Mishnah on tomorrow's daf doesn't agree to this. Lo yamad adam b'shez yachid v'yiftach b'shez rabim. I'm not allowed to be in my house and then reach out to get the key on the outside and open the door from the outside. Because I'm worried that you might bring the key in. So you'd be worried about that here too. Brishas Rabim, Yudah Brishas Yachid, Elim Kain, Skip Hichnis, Asala Mechitza, Gebo Asarat Tvachim, Divrei Rebbe Meir. That's the next daf. So says the Gemara, Machlokas Tanoim, right? Today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Machlokas Tanoim. Our Mishnah says, you're allowed to stand in the Brishas Yachid and move things around the Brishas Rabim. The next Mishnah says not. Machlokas, whether we have such a chash. Period. Next, Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, the case of the roke, the case of the spit. Rav Amar, the picha. Rav says, what is Rabbi Yehuda talking about? He's talking about picha, which is translated as phlegm. Phlegm. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the picha, also phlegm. What's the difference between phlegm? Phlegm, and if you want to look in the dictionary, phlegm is not something natural from the mouth. Saliva, looking up Rabbi Google, saliva, this fluid is produced in the mouth, specifically by the salivary glands. It plays a crucial role in digestion, lubrication, maintaining oral health. That's what's supposed to be there. Phlegm, also known as sputum, phlegm is a type of mucus secreted by cells in the lower airways, specifically the bronchi and bronchioles of the respiratory tract. So we generally don't like to have too much phlegm in our mouth, even though saliva we need. So the Gemara here says, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about the thing that's not natural in the mouth. Phlegm. Delokim, because if not, if we're just talking about saliva, which is connected to the rest of the saliva in my mouth, Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't think that's a problem. Why? Rabbi Yehuda kadaite, de amar, mashke tofei achibur. What is that talking about? That's the Mishnah in Mikvos, where the Mishnah says, if you have a mikvah that's exactly 40 saw, exactly, Reuven goes in, and then he goes out. Shimon goes in, that's going to be a problem, because Reuven has water on him. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if Reuven is still standing in the mikvah, then Shimon could go in. Because the water on Reuven is connected to the water in the mikvah. So here too, the saliva in the mouth will be connected to the rest of the saliva. Even the saliva that you're about to spit would be connected to the rest of the saliva. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda can't be talking about that, because then you wouldn't have to, you wouldn't say it's an Isser of carrying. So therefore, it has to be talking about, phlegm. Okay, a little bit more. Lo sof davar omi b'shiz yachin b'mashim b'shiz rabim. And again, lo sof davar, not liyama, if somebody's in b'shiz yachin b'mashim b'shiz rabim, el afilu, not only is that asr, el afilu omi b'shiz rabim b'mashim b'shiz rabim. Famous kalgam b'yorgin l'shiz yachin asr. Even if somebody is in Rishas HaRabim, and he's mashed in Rishas HaRabim, but he knows that the force of his action is pushing it to the Rishas HaYachid, that's also going to be a problem. That's also, if Chaim Kanievsky says, kocho. That's kocho. You're pushing it like we spoke before about pushing things, if you have a yard and pouring water in. So it's this is also a problem. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, lo sof davar omei Rishas HaRabim umashim Rishas HaYachid, el afilu omei Rishas HaYachid umashim Rishas HaYachid, umiskalim b'yard Rishas HaRabim maser. Same thing in the other way as well. Maybe we'll start next time with the Ramban that we like to quote often, that there's no separate words for Meir Aglayim, Lashon HaKodesh, Baruch Hashem. We'll pick up with that next time. We'll stop here.